Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I've found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, hello there, boys and girls, and a big old hello to Mother and Dad, too, and brother and sister and Grandma and Grandpa. Say, is everybody ready for some fun?
Well, I'm always ready for fun, you know me.
Yes, sir, Squeaky, I know you, and I know Popcorn, too. That's right, Popcorn. Yes, sir, he says it's time to start our big pickup parade. Now, Popcorn, you know, is a swell little dog, and he helps me watch the clock. He's my special watchdog. Hey, look out, Popcorn. Quit licking my face. Now, you be a good little dog and keep your eye on the big old clock with the red hand.
Well, shall we start the pickup race now? Shall we, huh?
All right, but first turn on the electric eye. Let's see all the boys and girls look out there.
Okay, here she goes.
Yes, sir. You hear that buzz, boys and girls? Well, that's the magic electric eye, and I'm looking at you through the radio. Now, stand up, everybody, and let's see how many are ready for our pickup race. Say, just look at that, Squeaky.
Well, my goodness, it seems like everybody in the world is out there. Uh-oh, there's that cute little blonde girl.
Well, what about that dark-haired girl with the long curls?
Oh, boy, she's cute, too.
And look at all those fine-looking boys.
Sure. Hiya, fellas.
Well, turn off the electric eye.
Okay.
Now, boys and girls, you know the idea of our pickup race. But in case you don't, now here's what we do. We're going to line up in front of the radios, and when I blow the whistle like this, we'll all march around the room and pick up newspapers and books and toys on the floor and put them back where they belong. Yes, sir, we're going to help Mother tidy up the room today, and I want to see who'll do the best job. And then when Popcorn tells me that the race is over, I'll blow the whistle again, and the race will be over. And then we'll count up and see how many of you finish the race. Hey, I wonder who'll win today.
Well, why don't you ask me, Happy Hank? I can tell you.
All right, Squeaky, who's going to win?
Ah, that's easy. The girls, of course.
Well, why do you want the girls to win?
Oh, well, because I like the girls.
Well, say, boys, are you going to let the girls win? Oh, did you hear that, Squeaky?
Nope, I can only hear the girls.
Well, we'll see now. Attention, everybody.
Well, can I be in the race, too?
Well, sure you can be, but your vote will count for the boys.
Oh, well, then I guess I'll just help Popcorn watch the clock.
All right. Now, attention, boys and girls. One, two, three. There you go. The pickup race is on. So forward, march, left, 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 right, left, 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 and the left, right, left. Pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, put it up, lay it on the shelf. Don't leave it for Mother, but pick it up yourself. Left, left, and the left, right, left. Now be sure to look under the chairs and the tables and the sofa or the divan. Hey, put that book back. That's right, hang up that cap and coat. Oh, say, there's a doll on the chair there. And what's that under the table? Why, there's a ball under the table. Pick 'em up, man, hurry up now. Pick it up, this is lots of fun. Pick it up, let's keep on the run. Now if you are finished and don't know where to go, just turn around and march right back to the radio. Left, 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 right, left, 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 and left, right, left. Hey, you'd better hurry, pick up everything, 'cause the race is almost over. Hurry up, boys.
Well, come on, hurry up, girls.
Hey, look out, there goes Popcorn. He's about ready to bark, and there he goes. Thank you, and here's the whistle. And the pickup race is over.
Oh, boy, I wonder who won.
Well, turn on the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here it is.
Now stand back a little, boys and girls, so I can see you. Oh, that's fine. Say, we had a wonderful pickup race today.
Well, who won?
Well, now, just a second till I count. First, I'll count the girls. 27, 462. Now I'll count the boys. 976. Well, what do you know? It's a tie.
A tie? Are you sure you counted them all?
Well, certainly I counted them all. And congratulations, boys and girls. Say, I think you're about the best picker-uppers in the whole world. And I know how proud Mother is that you're such a fine group of little helpers. You said it.
Well, if the girls couldn't win, then I'm glad it was a tie.
All right. Hey, what about our bank, Squeaky?
Oh, sure, I have the bank right here.
Well, now, boys and girls, you have your nickels and your pennies and your dimes all ready. You know, the ones that you've saved, and we'll drop them in the bank in a few minutes. But first, hey, how'd you like a riddle? Would you? All right.
I like riddles. It's funny trying to figure out the answers.
That's right, Squeaky. Well, now, listen to this one. Everybody ready? All right, here's the riddle. What is red when it's green? What is red when it's green?
Well, I know, but that doesn't make sense, Happy Hank. What is red when it's green?
That's right. Now, you try to figure out the answer, and I'll tell you the real answer later on. You just keep on trying. Just try again. 'Tis a lesson you should heed. Try again. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Then your courage will appear, for if you will persevere, you will conquer, never fear. Try again. Once or twice, though, you should fail. Try again. If at last you would prevail, try again. If we strive, it's no disgrace, though we may not win the race. What should you do in that case? Try again. Yes, sir. Well, now, is everybody ready for the bank? Are you ready, Squeaky?
Well, I'm ready. Hold up your money, boys and girls, and when I say bank, well, you drop it in your bank. Are you ready? All right, now here we go. One for the money, two for the show, three to make ready, and bank. There she goes.
Oh, boy. Yes, sirree. That was fine. And I hope you boys and girls will keep right on saving all your pennies and your nickels and your dimes. And I hope that you're minding our safety slogan, too. Now, you know, if you're listening for the first time, see if you can learn the words to our safety slogan song. It goes like this. Notice where you're walking. Don't forget when you are talking. Be a careful crossing crosser. Don't dash out into the street. Never try some car to beat. But be a careful crossing crosser. Look in both directions, always cross at intersections, be a careful crossing crosser. Play it safe for goodness sakes, sometimes autos have bad brakes, so be a careful crossing crosser. If the red light's glowing, wait until the green is showing, be a careful crossing crosser. Always cross the street with care. You've no arms or legs to spare, so be a careful crossing crosser. Ah, that's a dandy, isn't it? Well, now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in The Adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, the boys were ready to start on their trip into the wild mountain country, you know, to search for the lost mine shown on the map that their new friend Rocket has. Well, they loaded up their ponies and the donkey for Rocket, but when Rocket got on the donkey, he got on wrong and he wound up sitting on the donkey facing the tail. Well, now the donkey didn't like this, and he ran away with Rocket. Before Squeaky and Sputters could get on their ponies and chase the donkey, he and Rocket were almost out of sight. Now, as the scene opens today, Squeaky and Sputters are on their ponies chasing Rocket and the donkey. Listen.
Come on, Sputters, we've got to hurry. Hey, look, Rocket is just barely hanging on.
Boy, that's the fastest I ever saw that donkey move. I don't think Rocket's going to be able to hang on.
Oh, me, the pack is coming loose. Hey, look, there goes a bag of beans.
Oh, there go some cans. Our provisions for this trip are going to be scattered all over the ranch before we can catch up with Rocket and that donkey.
And if we don't hurry, Rocket's going to be scattered, too. Hey, look out. There he goes. The donkey threw him off.
Oh, boy, I hope he isn't hurt. Hey, Squeaky, you go see about Rocket, and I'll keep on this way and catch the donkey.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Rocket's just lying there. He may be hurt. I'll see you later, Sputters.
Okay, Squeaky, I'll bring the donkey back.
Whoa. Hey, Rocket. Rocket! Oh, my goodness, I believe he's unconscious. Wait till I get off my pony. Now, hey, Rocket! Oh, his eyes are closed. Rocket, can you hear me? Oh, Rocket, can you hear me?
Is you that little old hee-haw mule?
No, I'm Squeaky. Come on, open up your eyes. Are you hurt?
I don't think I is. I hit on my head. My uncle always told me when you falls down, always hit on your head. And you won't sprain your ankle.
Hit on your head? My goodness, let me see.
It's right over here on this side. See?
Well, I don't see a sign of a bruise.
I know it. That's the reason I hit there. Where's that little old hee-haw mule at?
Well, Sputters is going to catch him. He threw off all the food.
Yeah, he throwed me off, too. What does we do now?
Well, we'll have to go back and pick up all the food that the donkey dropped and then reload and start out again.
You mean I still got to ride that little old hee-haw mule?
Oh, he won't hurt you. You just got on him the wrong way. He'll carry you all right.
Well, couldn't I just carry him for a change?
Oh, no, no. Now, you'll be all right, and so will the donkey. Hey, look, Sputters has caught him, and here he comes now. We'll soon be on our way to find that lost mine.
Yes, but still Rocket doesn't like to ride that little hee-haw mule. But the boys are going on, and you be sure and listen next time to another chapter in The Adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Say, how are you coming along with your answer to the riddle? Did you figure it out? Now, remember, I ask you, what is red when it's green? Well, it sounds silly, but here's the answer. It's a blackberry. Yes, sir, that's right. A blackberry is red when it's green. Oh, boy, just wait till you spring that one on Dad. Say, we've had a lot of fun today. I think it's about time now for us to sing our birthday song for all the boys and girls who are celebrating birthdays today. Wait till I turn on the electric eye. Hey, let's see those big birthday smiles. And put up your hand if you have a birthday today. Oh, boy, look what a crowd. Well, congratulations. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you.